your source for all things Texas Tech. This is the Ask Level Podcast from Double T 97.3.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome into another episode of the Ask Level Podcast. Alongside Chris Level, I'm Choice Woodman. This podcast, like all of them, brought to you by our friends at Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Chris, how are we doing today?
Doing swell. How about that? How about you?
Swell. That's an underused word.
April, it is. It's like a kind of an old timey word. April's a fun month for sports. Yeah. It's like, you've got Final Four, Masters, NFL draft. I mean, it's pretty loaded. Most of the weekends have got, again, maybe you're not into all of the things. I happen to enjoy all the events. And so WrestleMania too, for those that, that don't want to forget that. But April's an interesting month. And then it just kind of slowly falls off the map when May gets here. It's like when everything kind of winds down a little bit.
Not a big NBA playoff guy right now.
Well, there's that. I guess that is like April, May, and into June. And I left out opening day, which is now, I guess, in what, March?
It's weird.
More than it is. Yeah, April, when it used to always be April, but now it's like pushed up a week or so. So, anyways.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah it is.
All good.
It is a sports-filled time of year for sure, and it is a lot of fun if you're – you're one of those sports fans like you and I that love to take it all in. And you mentioned the Masters there. That was a fun one if you're a Ludwig Åberg fan or Scottie Scheffler. He's a pretty likable guy. He ends up winning it. But Åberg, I think most people that didn't know who he was now walk away from the weekend, from a national and a world perspective, knowing who Åberg is, and he helps the whole Texas Tech fame thing out once again.
Yeah, he's a bit of a freak, is what he is. And he is somebody that I think is, just now kind of emerging into, like the limelight where people are kind of starting to realize, this guy's pretty good. I mean, we've known.
Sure.
I think the PGA world, though, is starting to kind of grasp like, man, that old Ryder Cup thing that he did. And now this Masters performance. But I just like it because he's real he's pretty even keel. And he's kind of like, ho hum a little bit. It doesn't seem like it's too big for him,
no.
But I mean, you do this, what he just did at Augusta, man. And that's what impresses your peers.
Yes.
And it's very difficult in that sport to impress your peers. Now, ultimately what impresses your peers is winning, but specifically winning majors, and he didn't, mm-hmm. but this is his first go at it. Like not just first Masters, first major. And very, very impressive performance. And there's no shame in losing out to the world number one. I'm a big fan of, and I think we're all going to have a fun ride here with his career.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be able to do what he did in your rookie major events, and especially at Augusta National, but man, it was a joy to watch. And I think that's what's fun is he's so likable. He's easy to root for, whether you're a Tech fan or not. He's smiling all the time. He's extremely humble. He's just one of those likable guys that will be really easy to root for hopefully many years to come. And that first major doesn't feel like it's very far off.
Yeah. And there's just so many good golfers, man.
Yes, there are.
And it's like you got to be really, really good on one of those 4 or 5 weeks of the year, if you want to count the players. And it's just difficult to make news, like I said, in that sport. And there's so many talented dudes.
Mm-hmm.
There just is. There's guys that you and I really haven't really heard of. There's the old faithful type guys that can kind of get hot. There's the guys that were really good 2 or 3, 4 years ago that are still basically in their prime, you know, yeah. or could be, you know, like Jordan Spieth, for example, like your, sure. You know, like a Justin Thomas, but
Dustin Johnson. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the Red Raiders certainly have something to be very, very proud of with this kid, because I just like his demeanor. He does stress me out with how quickly he gets up and approaches the ball and then hits it.
He goes fast.
It goes fast. I think we're not done talking about him making news in this sport. You know, by a long shot. And it's all in front of him. But that's the thing, is like, it doesn't appear to be too big for him. Like, it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm playing really good golf because that's what I do. And yeah, I know that there's other good guys around me, and I know where I'm, you know, the course that I'm playing on. But I was glad for Texas Tech that Greg Sands's program got mentioned a lot during
sure
Masters week too. So that kind of publicity will go, I'll take you places there.
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah. I think last thing on Oberg is that, you know, there's other guys that, you know, like Mito Pereira, you had his name mentioned a yeah. couple of years ago, mm-hmm. but Oberg's a guy who was here 4 years. He was here all 4 years at Texas Tech, and you got to know him a little bit while he's here. And he has, kind of like Patrick Mahomes has, attributed a lot of his success to Texas Tech and staying as long as he did. And I think that's great publicity for your university as well.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just, and there's something about too, man. I mean, I've been fortunate. Have you ever gone to Augusta National?
Nope. It's still way up there on the list.
Yeah. I mean, I've been fortunate. I've been 3 times, 3 different years. And it's been a minute since the last time that I was there, but there's just, And like the TV production of it too, right? Oh, it's, man, just something different about
sure.
that tournament. And that's why that one's just different. Like, it, yeah, you can go win a US Open or the Open Championship or PGA or whatever, but like the Masters is different. I'm sorry. I don't mean to like rank them, but yeah, it's the only one of the majors, the only one where it's the same course
exactly
every yeah. year. And like it's emblazoned into your brain on Amen Corner and all the different intricacies, because as you see it the same every year, was everything, all three, the others, they change. Mm-hmm. And I guess the Players is still at TPC Sawgrass and all that stuff, but that's just not, it's like, it's the fifth major, right?
Right.
You know, but to have Ludwig go do what he did there in his first major and do it at Augusta, I just think it made it that much. It made it that much more fun to follow and watch. And I was glad that he was outright second place. You know, I mean,
yeah,
obviously rooting for him to win the double bogey on, I guess it was 11, mm-hmm. you know, and like you just, and that's the thing about Scottie Scheffler right now. I know he's a UT guy and all that, but he just does not make mistakes.
No.
And he's so dang consistent, but Ludwig was right there, man. Nobody else was better than, you know, than Ludwig, other than the world number one. And again, that's not bad in your first ever try at it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it, man.
Yeah, no question. And I'm sure he enjoyed the second place outright finish, $2.16 million. Not too bad of a payday. So level, we got,
I think with that, I forget exactly how the rules are and everything, but like, he should be clean for the Masters, at least based on like a top five finish. can't remember exactly the criteria.
I think it's 5 or 10 years.
I was going to say it's 5 or 10 years where he's like good to go. Not that he has to worry about that.
No, probably shouldn't have to.
Yeah, that's right. But
yep. So quite a few different topics out there among the listeners. You obviously have spring football. We'll get into that in a little bit as the spring game is coming up at the end of this week. And then the transfer portal, the evergreen topic when it comes to college sports now, but that's in particular college basketball, that's active. And we can start with some questions there. Roberto on Twitter asked thoughts on why Coach McCaslin hasn't added any transfers yet. We had another question along the same lines. This one is from Charles. It says, let me find it there. This one's from Charles. It says, saw that the Drake kid was in town this weekend. How did the visit go and what are the chances Tech could land him?
Yeah, I think you're talking about Kevin Overton. That is like a, you know, combo guard or wing player that averaged in double figures for Drake last year. You know, obviously his head coach at Drake is now the head coach at West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I think Overton is originally from Oklahoma City. I think Oklahoma State trying to get involved. And so I didn't know. And then I think the kid himself had even said publicly like, hey man, I'm not ruling out coming back to Drake. So it's like, you weren't sure. Does he go back to where he was going to school? Does he follow his then head coach to the new spot? Does he come basically right close to home, or does he come to a situation like Texas Tech? And I think there's other schools involved too, but I mean, all we know is that there's people out there in the recruiting world that are predicting his commitment to Texas Tech. But, you know, I think there's other interest in him. He's sent out some pictures of himself in a Tech uniform and all that, which is pretty standard. Yeah. They do these photo shoots on these recruiting visits and all that stuff. And so at the time you and I are talking, nothing's official, but you know, we'll just kind of see. I mean, you gather, though, that the young man just wants to be at a higher level than where he was and also wants to be closer to home. Well, Texas Tech obviously checks both of those boxes, but so would Oklahoma State. So, sure. Would, you know, some others, too. So we'll just kind of we'll see how that goes. But I it's really actually early in the portal. Like, I wouldn't freak out. You may feel vulnerable because it's like we got all these spots. I'm ready to see my team make some news. I mean, as you and I are talking, like two or three of Texas's guys just got into the portal. Yep. What is the portal? The portal. Yeah, Tyrese Hunter and Dylan Mitchell just hopped in. And like, you know, so that puts Texas like in a bit of a pickle because it's like, you know, later than.
Sure.
So you got a long ways to go here. Don't forget, you added Joe Toussaint, Devin Cambridge, and Warren Washington like in the late May, June, even early July time frame. And you're not even close to that yet. So
yeah, you've got I saw a number on it. Was it 50 or 60 open Big 12 roster spots right now? And I think there are 6 or 7 that have been filled through the portal at the moment. Like nobody's close at the moment, and it's yeah, there's no reason to panic at this point. And
you, the game you have to play internally is that you may have somebody out there that you really like and that likes you.
Sure.
Depending on your NIL situation, depending on, you know, your roster construction, on how many minutes you have to offer up to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be careful about getting married too quick.
Yeah.
Because what happens like a week later, it's like, damn. We could have had him, but uh-huh. We've already, you know, so it's like, it's just the whole thing's kind of tricky.
A lot of juggling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So there's a portal question. There's a coaching question. This one says, Leah asks, any word on the replacement for Coach Smart? Kelly also asks, any legs to Ross Hodge being targeted for the assistant coach position?
Well, I'm sure like you've seen that out there or floated or speculated mm-hmm. on. I don't have no direct knowledge of that. I guess this ultimately wouldn't surprise me. I hope that it's true. Okay, so I'm clear. Yeah. It could be a hell of a hire. I think the people have kind of wondered, like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why would the guy leave for, you know, or the equivalent of a job like that to come be an assistant at Texas Tech?
Yeah.
I think I'll go back to like a Jeff Goodman tweet, I don't know, a week or so ago, and he said something to the effect of, you are going to start to see a lot more mid-major head coaches take Power Four head or assistant jobs because of what they're having to deal with at their level, like no NIL help. They're basically entire rosters are getting into the portal. And I think that you can go look, I don't know what North Texas's NIL situation is, but I think there's a lot of players on North Texas's roster that got into the portal. And I think some guys are like, they just throw their hands up and just be like, I'm just spinning my wheels. Like, we can't, this isn't really what I signed up for. And in favor of more stability, when I think the money could be theoretically could end up being about the same on what you're, you know, now you're not in charge and all those things. And it's a weird career arc. Like, I don't know, you know, typically like big time assistants at the Power Five level, they get jobs like the ones at North Texas or, you know, whatever, you know, and maybe, you know, so I don't know, you know, where you go from here. You may be like going, okay, I'm going to trade this head job for this lead assistant if that's what I'm going to do. And I may be in that role for a good long while. I mean, we need to, hey, family, are we okay with that? Hey, look in the mirror. Am I okay with that? I mean, that's kind of the, you know, but I mean, but I, you know, and I bet, I'm sure you've talked about this on your radio shows a bunch, Choice, but I think that Texas Tech has done a really good job of taking care of their own and extending their own coaches early on when they do well. There's a history of, I mean, Beard, Mark, you know, Cliff, yeah, I mean, you know, Joey, you know, he hadn't even coached his first bowl game yet, and he had a new contract that they announced the day of the game against Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And I think Grant has checked the boxes on doing really well in year one, and so I'd be willing to bet they're going to do something with his contract that's just basically on past precedents, and I'd be willing to bet you that part of that new contract, like most coaches, asked for more staff pool money. Like, did you see the story? You already know what I'm going to ask you.
About Ohio State? Ohio State? Yeah.
I mean, and it's that's nuts. Like Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, and Bama. Like those four were like documented. I can't remember what else. But see, that's not going away. That's the trickle-down effect from those giant TV contracts.
Yeah.
And that's where some of those leagues can play different kinds of ball than you can.
Yeah, so if you don't know, Ohio State, both coordinators are making over $2 million now. And both of their coordinators, of course, one of them being Chip Kelly, who just got hired there. That's crazy. I mean, if you think 5 years ago, $2 million is still – that's head coach money in a lot of places.
I mean, yeah. No, I mean, so, you're right. I mean, more than just a lot of places.
I mean, it's crazy that that's even a possibility.
This is the price of poker. And you've got a lot of pressure to win. You've got resources. And so I'm going to get really good people and I'm going to pay them extremely well so nobody takes them and all those kinds of things. So I think to a certain extent, there's the basketball version and all that. But I'd be willing to bet you that in a new contract, it would be very typical for Grant to get more staff money, and maybe you can afford to hire somebody like that's a sitting head coach now.
Yeah.
You know, I think replacing Dave Smart is no easy task. I think Dave Smart is a really good basketball coach with a great resume. I think he vibed very well with the team here. I think they did some really good things here with the being hamstrung a bit, if you will. And, but you know, he wanted to be a head coach, I guess. And he took arguably the worst, you know, Division I job that was out there. I mean, Pacific is bad.
Yeah.
Have been really bad. I don't think that they'll stay bad with Coach Smart in charge, but, I wouldn't rule out a Ross Hodge or an equivalent of something like that happening at all, but I don't have any direct knowledge of that being the very thing. But there's a lot of people that seem to think that it's pointing in that direction, so I guess we'll see.
Yeah, definitely would be a good get if Texas Tech could get that. Kelly asked another question. Why do you think we haven't seen any run it back announcements from for D5 or Chance McMillan?
Yeah, I don't know, unless that's still somewhat up in the air. I think until you do, I think it's fair to ask that question aloud.
Isn't it crazy that that's expected, though?
I know, I know, and maybe they feel like that I don't need to say anything, like I was never going anywhere. But you're right, like you just said, that's kind of normal business now, which is crazy to me too. Hey, I wasn't ever going anywhere, but I'm gonna tell you guys we're coming back. Like I'm not
Right.
leaving. Like you have to tell everybody that, but that's
Yeah.
the way of the world these days. Yeah.
It's kind of standard operating procedure,
That's right.
unfortunately. But
That's right.
here's an out there question if you want to answer it. Who do you think Tech would have targeted if Coach McCaslin would have been hired by Baylor?
Man, I'm glad we don't have to find out.
Oh, me too.
I have, and that was part of the pickle that you were potentially about to be in. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about where, because so much of your success was tied to a couple of head coaches, like, Tubby and then Beard. But there's not anybody there on those staffs that would have made some sense. Or may have would have made any sense. There's plenty of people I could tell you, but I don't know if they would be like qualified for what this job is now. And then there's always like door number three, like there could have been an acting head coach that could have been sitting there going, you know what? I've been waiting on a job like that to open up, and I'm kind of frustrated with what's going on here. And so they got it going on there. They got NIL going, they got a full arena. I'm interested. There's always those kinds of folks as well too. So who the heck knows, man? I'm glad it's not a, you don't have to think about it though.
Yeah, no question.
That would have been a bit of a problem.
It would have stung. There's no question. That
Well,
I
and
think.
you would have felt less than like, okay, it's like, we have another guy that maybe potentially would leave us for another Big 12 school. But anyway, I don't know if he's ever going to leave. No, nobody can convince me that he was ever gonna, if given the choice, he was ever gonna, leave for Baylor. It never got to that point. And
Right.
I always thought too, choice like replacing Scott Drew, that's not exactly the fun job to sign up for.
Oh,
I don't
absolutely.
care how much money they're paying you. That's those are some lofty expectations.
I mean, that's replacing a legend. We've seen that in sports a ton, where a guy has a ton of success. I mean, the Mike Leach thing. We saw it right here. He had kind of a legendary status around here just because what he did for a decade. You double that, throw in a national championship, and I mean, Scott Drew did amazing things at Baylor and continues to do amazing things at Baylor. So yeah, it would not have been an easy thing to do. And we'll never know whether Coach McCaslin would have taken that job or not, but I'm so glad we don't have to know whether he had to make that decision or not. There's a random question before we shift over to football a little bit. Biff on Twitter asks, is there any new info on the Adidas deal level?
I wish there was like more specific. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, you're gonna, I mean, I guess come, what is it, July 1st, I think is right. Yeah, I think
Yes,
you're
that's
gonna
correct.
start the process. I'd be willing to bet you that
I got the Under Armour fire sale, in a couple of
yeah,
weekends, but
next week. Yeah, that's right, that's right, next week. Yeah, I mean, as far as any, I mean, you're most of what you're gonna get in, like apparel wise, has already probably been ordered, and uniforms and the whole deal. They'll start with new, branding around what stadiums and venues and all those things, getting the Under Armour stuff down and the Adidas stuff up, the three stripe army stuff and all that. But as far as anything, you know, and I think right now there's a lot of concepts being sent towards Texas Tech, you know, which is would be typical. But, you know, as far as anything new on the Adidas deal, I'm not sure like what that question would mean specifically. There's not anything new that I'm aware of. They've agreed to a deal and it's happening. And like I did just see the other day that after, I think like after 15, 16 years, like Auburn just got away from Under Armour and now signed a 10-year deal with Nike.
Yeah, that's a big deal too.
It is a big deal. So Under Armour is just kind of, you know, there's some of these programs that are switching it up. So that Auburn deal, that was a big one.
Yeah, I mean, arguably Under Armour loses in this year. I think they've got Notre Dame, right? I think they still did re-sign with them. So, but they lost two of their biggest four or five teams that they could have. So big losses for Under Armour. But I guess we can't officially, I guess my understanding is we can't officially know any of the contract details and any of that announcement until July 1st, right? I think this is when we'll maybe learn some of that stuff more.
Okay, more publicly, if you say publicly. So.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of how it's going to work. But we'll see. Now, football itself, you got a spring game. We got an announcement of Team Taj versus Team Baron. We'll get that for the spring game coming up this weekend. Do you understand? Is there a different format? Is the scoring still kind of offense, defense? How's all that supposed to work out? They're getting the palms up emoji from Level. And
yeah, these things are always tricky.
Got a couple more questions in regards to football before we close this one down, Level. This one says, with Cam Watts going in the portal, is this a big loss for Tech? And are there more players that could go in? A three-parter. Also, will Tech be adding any football players from the portal this spring?
Oh, I would almost expect all the above. Yeah. I mean, I can't remember what the first question was. Do I expect more than Cam Watts? Yeah.
Well, it said that. Is Cam Watts a big loss for Tech was the first question.
You know, I mean, I think that he provides depth. He'd been in your system for a variety of years. Mm-hmm. He was somebody that could do a lot of things on special teams. I even think he actually, in one of those games at the tail end of last year, he even played some star just because you were so depleted and you had to move your pieces around. So there was some position flex with him there. So I won't say that. I mean, you know, was he kind of a third teamer type? Sure.
Yeah.
But you still need third team type guys with some experience and some age and some versatility to them.
Yeah.
Because you see what happens with some of these seasons rolling along, and you have to dip into that depth on occasion. And so, but yeah, there'll be more. I'll be shocked if there's not more guys that don't seek more playing time. And then I'll be shocked if you're not. This is just the way it's going to go, man. You know, now wholesale, you know, like I'm not expecting that. It'll be minor in number coming and going. And then there's always the possibility for like a surprise, like, dang, man,
sure.
Didn't see him leaving us. Don't want him to leave us. You know, and like the one that haunts me, the one that's always going to haunt me is Jalen Polk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because.
And the way that went down.
Well, he left and you didn't want him to leave. You kind of were semi not really expecting it. And that son of a gun went and turned himself into like a day two draft pick this year. He's going to be picked in the second, third, or fourth-ish, you know, round. And he was a stud. And he's exactly why you're so glad to have Josh Kelly or Micah Hudson or a Caleb Douglas, a playmaker. And it's like, oh, yeah, that one haunts me a little bit because he would have fixed a lot of what ailed you over the last couple of seasons.
Speaking of some of those names, this is the last question we have on the docket. This one's for Matthew. Says Level, can you give me a prediction for the top five pass catchers for Texas Tech in terms of yardage this year?
Yardage, man. That's well, you know, like the trick question there, maybe like somebody like Taj.
Okay. Yeah.
Gets mixed in enough with a few screens and things like that.
True.
But like who I would look at is, I mean, you know, your Micahs, your Coy Akins, your Josh Kellys, and then, you know, like a Caleb Douglas or one of those tight ends. The problem here that you get to narrowing it down, like I feel pretty strongly, like I'm going to just gamble on Micah Hudson and feel like he's going to be a part of things. Josh Kelly is the other easiest guy to give you, and Coy Akin. Like I feel like Coy Akin and Josh Kelly are going to be, you know, like I could see where Caleb Douglas is a home run hitter. Is he catching them week in and week out and consistent? Micah Hudson, obviously, he's got a lot of upside, even though we haven't really seen him. But, like, which one of those tight ends are you going to pick? You know, that's the problem there is, like, you know, I mean, and we get caught up in all the fancy new toys, but don't forget about how good Mason Tharp could be.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, if healthy, you know. And then, you know, they love J.C. Miller. Jalen Conyers, I think, is a pro, potentially. And then, you know. Then you've got, you know, guys like, you know, the Brady Boyds or a guy like, you know, Jordan Brown or, you know, there's some options there for sure. But, yeah, I'd say you pick a tight end and you go with Taj Brooks and then you go with Akin, Hudson, and Kelly.
Okay. That's probably, yeah. That's probably as fair as anything. Yeah.
As good as I can do right now.
Where does a Dre McCray fit in this?
See, I forgot about him. Yeah, see, he belongs in that conversation as well, but yeah. I think those outside guys are a bit tricky.
Sure.
Like Caleb Douglas, where it's kind of feast or famine.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wonder how, you know, but see, like, I think they're going to move Josh Kelly and Micah Hudson around some. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to move Coy Akin around some. And what that tells me is we're going to manufacture catches and touches for them.
Yeah.
Which means if you're looking for stats and you're trying to play fantasy football, that's what you want. You want touches.
Right.
Then I can get yards and score points and all these things. So
yeah, you got to get the ball in the hands of your playmakers, yeah, for
that's
sure.
Right.
So,
that's right.
Level, appreciate the time as always, man. Thanks for the breaking news. And
well, I wasn't trying. I mean,
I know you weren't. That was my question to you.
Yeah, you're asking me this, and like I haven't had time to like really get any context, but I've been texted by three different people right now, basically saying, one of which I was supposed to broadcast with, and one of which is going to help produce, and then the other one is in charge of the whole thing. So yeah, it's not my news to break, I don't guess, but yeah, I mean, you got me on the spot and the timing of it, and I guess I'm connecting dots on the reason, but I don't really know. But I mean, if that's their choice, that's it's their broadcast. They can do what they want to with it.
For sure. We're learning on the fly here. But
yeah, that's right.
Appreciate the time, and we'll do it again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
That's Chris Level. I'm Choice Woodman. It's been the Ask Level podcast brought to you by Double T 97.3.
You've been listening to the Ask Level podcast powered by Double T 97.3.